Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, March 12th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Orlando, Florida. As part of IPv6 Focus Month, we do have a diary by Richard Porter today about how applications deal with IPv6 and what this in some cases implies for firewalls. But just to get back to firewalls and IPv4 and IPv6, one thing to realize is that in some firewalls, like for example Windows by default, if you open a port, you open the port for IPv4 and IPv6, while other firewalls like Cisco and Linux maintain two different rule sets. For example, in Linux, you have IP tables for IPv4 and IPv6 tables or IP6 tables for IPv6. So really two different binaries, two different kernel modules, and then of course you will have two different rule sets and two different configuration files in this case. Now, of course, once you decided what kind of firewall configuration to use on your system, you also will have to test it. We will have a couple more diaries, at least one more about testing tools like Scapy, for example. Scapy is an excellent tool when it comes to testing IPv6 traffic because of its modular and scriptable nature. It's really easy to assemble, for example, IPv6 packets with multiple stacked extension headers. But let's see what we have in other news. Cert.org is warning that some of HP LaserJet professionals have an unauthenticated debug telnet shell running. So an attacker knowing about the shell and what port it's listening on could just connect to it and take over the printer. That of course means that an attacker could have access to any documents that you're sending to the printer. Check out the Cert.org and the HP advisory regarding this issue if your printer is affected by this bug. And then, of course, go ahead and update the firmware. But of course, there is a lot of talk about SCADA and control exploits these days. To keep up with that, Rapid7 released a new exploit as part of a Metasploit for the Honeywell Enterprise Buildings Integrator. This is software that someone would use to control heating and air conditioning in a building using Honeywell controllers. So what's actually being attacked here is not necessarily the controller, but the software running on a regular Windows PC that is used to access and manage those controllers. This particular software comes with an ActiveX control as an installer, and the ActiveX control delivered has a vulnerability that does allow an attacker to run arbitrary HTA applications. HTA applications are essentially scripts, JavaScripts that run in the browser, but because they're run by this ActiveX installer as an HTA application, they have a trusted access to the system. So there won't be any warning and they can do things that a normal JavaScript or Java application just wouldn't be able to do, like for example, running arbitrary executables. The blog post that Rapid7 posted about this issue is pretty interesting and includes some proof of concept code, kind of showing how easy it is to exploit this particular vulnerability, for example, by just launching a calculator here as a quick proof of concept. Honeywell released a patch to fix the issue, but of course it will probably be challenging to reach all customers and have them apply a patch for this problem. In order to exploit the vulnerability, of course, whoever is running this particular application on their desktop will also have to access then a website that may be used to deliver the exploit. Well, and that's it for today. Thanks again for listening. This was actually, I think, the thousands of podcasts that we have in this Stormcast series. Didn't really have any time to do anything special. We will have Patch Tuesday tomorrow, and likely at least the patch summary as sort of a longer podcast on Wednesday. There will again be a second part, probably sort of something IPv6 related for the IPv6 focus month, but given that that month is still in progress, we'll release that to YouTube probably early next week. Thanks for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.